Do you want to align with God's vibes, adapt to a spirit-led lifestyle, and live out of the fullness of God's plans and purposes for your life? This podcast is for you. The good news I have for you is that your time is now. It's time to transform self-sabotage into self-mastery and revolutionize your world. If you're ready to go beyond the ordinary and break out into the extraordinary life God designed for you, you're in the right place. In the God's Vibes podcast, you will find the freedom and permission to stop chasing success the world's way and simply be who God formed, shaped, and anointed you to be. My name is Juliana Page, and my mission is to lead you on the ultimate adventure, aligning and tracking with God so you can radically transform your life from the inside out and build spirit-driven success. Using life coaching and biblical and prophetic teaching, I'll show you what it means to dwell in the good land God ordained for your life and train you to be a powerful person who is a walking testimony of what's possible with God. Subscribe to God's Vibes for spirit-filled real talk, hard-hitting truth with a humorous touch that will help you discover who you are in God, dare to press through your seeming limitations, and chart a divine path that will renew your dreams and transform your future. It's time to experience true freedom through courage, faith, and self-mastery. I dare you to step out in faith and courageously dive into the purposeful life of trusting God for the impossible. Let's go. Hey, hey, Faith Walkers. What's good? What's good? No, really. Scan your life for something that's good. There's something, at least one thing. You're here. That's one thing. We're going to dive into a message here, but I just want to share, some of you have been asking, we launched Prophetic Monthly Training over in Courage Co. And if you're not quite sure what that is, we do have an information session coming up at the end of the month. So it's going to fall on Tuesday, April 30th at 12 p.m. Central Time. So if you do want to get plugged into an information session before diving into the training, you are more than welcome to do so. That will be held inside the Courage Co community, www.courageco.org. So when you log in over there, you'll see it under events and you can RSVP and sync it to your calendar. But if you dare, enrollment is open, so you can join us at any time. Okay, so Prophetic Monthly Training has 6 different sessions that you can join us in that happen live every month. So this is not pre-recorded training. This is not a course. This is not a mastermind. Like, this is designed to help you activate and flow in your prophetic gifts and really lean into the prophetic as a lifestyle. This is a lifestyle. Okay, so we're here to help you do that. And so these 6 sessions are designed very intentionally. So there's going to be a teaching, and then the next week there will be an activation, and then a coaching, and then a teaching, and then an activation and a coaching. So you'll have literally 6 different sessions every single month, an hour each, so you can dive into the prophetic and be in a community of other folks that flow in the prophetic as well. So if you want to join us, www.courageco.org, you will see prophetic training. You can go ahead and join us, and you'll also see all sorts of other things and goodness that you can plug into, whether that's small groups, prayer calls, or some of the programs that are over there. Those are open for you. There's a little bit of something over there for everybody, no matter where you're at in your God journey. So you're welcome to come join us, www.courageco.org. All right, y'all, here's my question. Are you ready? Can you stand to be blessed? Can you, though? Like, really? Like, I think we think in our mind that being blessed means like you have no issues or things are always working out for you. But I will tell you, even when it doesn't make sense, and especially when it doesn't make sense, everything is always working out in your favor. There's power in your words. Everything is always working out in my favor. Come on now. So if you think you're not blessed because you have adversity, you're wrong. You're wrong. With love, you're wrong. We have this tendency to think that. We think that when life is going well, we're aligned. When life is not going well, we're out of alignment. And that is not always true. There's many more forces that are operating. So someone who is blessed, here's my definition. Someone who is blessed has an uncanny, which means supernatural, innate, which means inborn, like it's in there, ability to succeed over and in spite of adversity. And likely, if you listen to this podcast, that is you. You're one of those anomalies that life just keeps happening to you in some sort of crazy way, yet you happen to life and it doesn't make sense. What would have taken somebody else out was a springboard for you. It doesn't make sense, right? Being blessed doesn't make sense. And this definition that I shared, right? Someone who is blessed has an uncanny innate ability to succeed over and in spite of adversity. This definition does not imply that blessed people don't have adversity. And we suffer greatly when social media tries to give us that picture. Like, I woke up like this. I did this thing in like 4 weeks. I got this many dollars in this many days with no experience, right? Like, well, that sounds like a trap if you ask me. But the world will project this image of like, life is so easy. There's no adversity over here on my island. Well, you're only showing us a picture. I'm sure behind that, there's a lot more going on, right, than meets the eye. But many are waiting on something to just suddenly hit them. Where everything goes right, there's no problems, then they're gonna be blessed. But that's not going to happen. The word blessed actually speaks to the end of a thing. The word talks about the end of a thing is far greater than the beginning, right? God speaks things into being. God begins with the end in mind. God talks to us from our future. So the word blessed begins and begins again and again with the end in mind. And this is really important as somebody that is walking out a God dream, somebody that is commissioned by God and has the opportunity to co-create with God. God's beginning with the end in mind, okay? So sometimes we just need a reminder. Your feelings are valid. The challenges and tests are hard. They're hard. Yep, you're not wrong. They're hard. The trauma has been great, but it's leading to a transition. The setback is really a setup. You were born for adversity, and it's what summons what's in you to burst out of you, right? The greatness, the hidden treasure that is in you, God's earthen vessel, is born for adversity. Your greatness comes out in adversity. And this is leading to something better than you can imagine. This is not holding you back. This is not causing you to miss out. This is causing you to move into something better, right? We had a prophetic prayer call. These are amazing. If you've not been a part of these happen every other Wednesday morning inside Courage Co., www.courageco.org. They are the bi-monthly prayer calls. We do record them. So if it's really early, wherever you are in the world, we get it. So we record them, and it's a beautiful community that shows up for this. But we were talking about how the storms will come, and the devil hopes you stop at the storm, but God cares about what's on the other side of the storm, and it's great over there. So you've got to begin with that in mind. Like, okay, this doesn't look good. This doesn't feel good, but this isn't where I park. This isn't where I settle. This isn't where I get stuck. Like, I'm going through to that part, to what's on the other side of this thing, and it's going to take what it takes, but that is where I'm going. And it's the adversity that you overcome that brings you into the awareness that you're blessed. Like, you would not actually have a revelation of how blessed you are if you didn't make it through and overcome half of what you've overcome. So you know you're blessed when you have this uncanny, innate ability to succeed over adversity. People are like, what is on you? I don't get it. You're just like blessed. In grad school, I broke both wrists. It was not a good time. But yeah, I did that. I broke both radial bones in my wrists. And I was on a thesis film shoot when I did this, but it was really interesting. I had one of my actresses that I had in my movie, right, that I was producing, directing, all the things. She spoke life into me, right? I didn't know to define it as that at the time. But she's like, man, you are like so resilient. It just seems like all of these things have come against you, but you're like a bouncy ball. You just like get hit, but then you like bounce up so fast and so much higher because of it. And strangely enough, I was the first person done with my thesis film after all of that too. It was just wild how it evolved. But right, in even like a very painful time, a very stressful time, you can still come out on top. That's what blessed people do. You keep coming back every time you're down. Every time you're down and under, like a bouncy ball, you bounce back. You have this propensity to land in your feet when you're dropped or thrown, right? People drop you. They drop your heart. They stomp all over it. People throw you out of things that you worked really hard for. Maybe you get fired, right? But you bounce back. And people have plotted and schemed. The devil thought for sure he had you, but some kind of way, every time you've succeeded and you're still here, you're still standing, you're listening to my voice right now. You're blessed. Adversity helps you measure the extent that you're blessed, because when someone else would have been destroyed by that, you came out better for it. So think about this. You've got to know inherently for you, are you blessed? Can you stand to be blessed? Standing to be blessed means stand firm. Stand firm in faith, right? Having done all to stand, stand, right? You will reap if you do not faint. Stand, stand firm, right? God will come through. Can you bring yourself into alignment to be blessed? Even in this moment, even facing that circumstance, in spite of the adversity, can you bring yourself to this place where you own that you're blessed? Now, something that can help you do this is checking your fuel. You're going to see where you're at with being blessed, okay? Because being blessed in a lot of ways is something that you are, okay? But if you don't know that in your identity, that hasn't become an identity statement for you, then you can see what you're aware of that can affect if you're moving towards blessing or not. Okay? So check your fuel is going to be the assignment today that we're going to go after. So one of the things that happens to most of us, like if you're a human breathing right now, one of the things that happens to most of us when we face adversity is that we resist it. And that resistance can vary. We all have different defense mechanisms and things, but for most, it's emotional resistance that depletes the very energy that we need to overcome the adversity, because it does take focus. It does take diligence. It does take energy. It takes like everything that you've got to overcome adversity. That's why wisdom gained is often very costly. And that's why we are to pursue wisdom, because you can learn from somebody else what you don't have to suffer. That's a really great way to go in life. So for example, I think I might've shared on the podcast. I know that I've shared it in 30 Days of Faith Walking. Shout out to you folks in there. And I know that I've shared it probably on the mastermind call, maybe in the certification too, but in some of these private groups with our community, I've shared it there. I'm not sure if I've shared it on the podcast, but recently I was in a car accident. So let's say we go with this scenario. Okay. So for example, you get into a car accident. Okay. If you've ever been in one, just think about that time and how you handled it. It might have sounded like this. Why is this happening? I don't have time for this. I was so close to paying off the car. Why is this happening? Right? This is probably going to cost me so much. How long is this going to take? I can't even, like, where am I going to schedule all of these things into my calendar with insurance and like rental cars and right? How long is this going to take? What did I do to deserve this? This is not the best time for this to happen. I'm doing all these things, right? Okay. That sounds like most of us, right? Now, those are thoughts, those are questions, those are things that are usually coming from our faulty reasoning. And the energy that's put into motion there, quite literally emotion, energy that you're putting into motion, that, what that is fear. That is anger. How dare this happen to me, right? And that's discouragement. Like, you just feel defeated because of this circumstance, right? It looks just daunting. It looks like too much. You don't see how you can get to the other side of this thing. But what blessed people do a little bit differently is they come up higher, okay? They don't run around with chickens, right? They come up higher like eagles. So coming up higher, metaphorically, is getting heaven's perspective. It's getting God's perspective. So they come up higher, they get a fresh perspective. Only it's more than just a fresh perspective. It's the truth, God's truth, right? And what you do when you get God's truth is you release that truth into that situation. So God spoke things into being. He declares them before they happen. So when you get God's perspective, you declare that into your situation and you cause it to line up and come into agreement with what you said, what you prophesied, okay? So for example, if God said, I'll pour you out a blessing you won't have room enough to receive. Can you stand to be blessed? I will fight for you. You need only be still. Can you stand still and see the salvation of the Lord? I will give you double for all the trouble that you're facing as you're looking at this situation. Will you take God at his word? Do you have faith for that? Are you prepared for that? Can you steward that? Will you? Let's say you're like unemphatically yes, like yes and amen, okay? Then if you say yes and amen, here come new thoughts. I'm divinely protected. This is temporary, but the favor is permanent. I'm graced to walk through this. I can maximize time with God and I can come out greater. I don't have to know how that's going to happen. I just know it's happening. It's inevitable. This will be settled in my favor, period. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what I feel in this moment. The panic that is real in my body, this will be settled in my favor. And then the new fuel that gets activated, the new energy that you put into motion is faith. Expectancy, not in the situation, but in God and God's ability to turn it around. Peace, right? If you just have to stand still, that means you don't have to stress. You don't have to worry. Yes, you got to go through the steps of the process, but you don't have to resist them the entire way. And then you can be confident. Like if you get a word from the Lord, you can be confident in what you received. You can be confident that God is faithful and that he is good for his word and that he will come through. So where do you think in these scenarios here that we're sharing, where do you think the first vehicle is headed? Person number one, scenario number one, where are they going? What kind of fuel do they have in their tank? And what about the second person, the one that decided to be blessed, the one that decided to stand to be blessed? What the second scenario reveals is the power of our will. We have free will. We get to decide how this thing is going to go. We can decide the end from the beginning and move with the end in mind, but we need the right fuel to do it. Okay? So when you think about a car, which I've had to think about a lot lately, but when you think about a car, the wrong fuel, like if you go put diesel fuel in your engine, it will destroy it, okay? So the wrong fuel destroys us from the inside out. The wrong emotions that we indulge in, right? This is different than needing to process emotion, but when we overindulge in the wrong things, be it food, be it emotion, be it thoughts, whatever the vice is, it destroys us from the inside out and makes the challenges worse. Like when you are stressed, when you are super emotional, when you are volatile, when you are all over the place, you don't make good decisions. You make messes in your relationships with other people. You make things way harder than they need to be. But the right fuel refreshes us and gives us the energy and the receptivity that we need to receive wisdom, to receive strategies and apply it so that we can grow through what we're going through. Okay? So can you stand to be blessed? It is going to cost you something. It will take effort to come up higher, to renew your mind, to allow God to give you the right fuel, okay? To bring you into his perfect peace. It will take work to labor to enter his rest. But what if you quit fighting everything you don't like? What if you quit expecting that it shouldn't be hard? It is going to be hard. What if you really believe that your steps are ordered? What if that situation was really, inevitably working for you? What if you're blessed? What if you're blessed? I've learned God will not mismanage your life, but we can choose to. God will not allow things to happen that don't somehow move us towards destiny. God sees new things that we can't see. God knows the end from the beginning. And there are times it feels like God, he's taken us the wrong direction maybe, or our way might seem more accessible or more comfortable because we can figure it out, but it will limit how high we can go and what we get access to. And that's why God won't let us be comfortable all the time. There will be seasons of stretching, of growing, when we're not getting our way, when the wrong things seem to be happening. But the good news is God has given us strength for every battle and grace for every season. There's nothing you're facing that's too much for you. Nothing. You can handle it. You've been handling it. You're equipped, you're empowered, you're anointed. And here's the key. Just because you have difficulties doesn't mean you don't have favor. In fact, difficulties are often proof that you do. So check your fuel. Don't settle for regular fuel when you need premium fuel in this season. Check your inflow because that has a direct correlation to your outflow. You're blessed. Fill yourself back up with premium fuel. Shake off the dust and rise up like you always do. And remember, it's all working for your good. It's all working for your good. You can just breathe into that for a second. This situation that I'm thinking about, that thing that I'm facing, this thing going on in the relationship, it's all working for my good. This is all coming together for my favor. Now, if you want to invest in your spiritual growth and personal development and take it to new heights and new levels this year, come join us in Courage Co., www.courageco.org. We've got weekly virtual life groups, bi-monthly prayer calls, programs, 30 days of faith walking, highly recommend. We've got a Courage Co. training bundle, which is literally an entire year of training on demand. And it's all about putting God at the center of everything. We talk about relationships. We talk about success habits. We talk about entrepreneurship. We talk about so many things. I can't even. So many. A whole year of training. It's a lot of training, but it's so good. And there's a bunch of different testimonies and interviews in there as well. So that's a beautiful self-paced thing, right? Think about that. If you invested in that bundle rather than Netflix and chill, how might your life change? Because the thing about trainings like this, these are not your average trainings. Like, these have revelation in them. They have impartation in them. Testimonies are shared. And when you catch somebody else's testimony, you grab that and that becomes your testimony. It's powerful. Okay. So we've got that. We've got a VIP mastermind called the God's Vibes Mastermind. Highly recommend this mastermind. You get access to it for an entire year, which includes an entire year of coaching. So I would recommend grabbing a friend. Take your personal growth, your spiritual maturity to a whole new level, literally. And then we've also got so many other programs. We've got prophetic monthly training. We've got the Spirit-Driven Success Life Coach Certification Program. More on that to come. The next round starts in July. Highly recommend that you just get on in there. It's like an inner gym or a boot camp for your insides, okay? And when you get your insides right, the outsides follow. But better yet, better than all of that, you also get connected to a community of the most amazing humans that God has divinely orchestrated. It makes no sense, but God knows exactly who you need as a spiritual running buddy in this season. He knows exactly how to get you there, right place, right time. And it's happening all of the time inside this community. It doesn't make sense. It's just God. It is supernatural what's going on in there, and you can be a part of it. So join us today and become a part of that community. It truly will help you and empower you to live your most courageous and impactful story, but also be an example of what's possible with God. And we need so many more of those. So come join us, www.courageco.org. And until next time, stay blessed.